riding around and I'm getting it. They riding around pretending. I've been had it, I've been done it. I promise that it's all empty. They say they riding Bugattis. Might put some babies through college. Quit trying to act like the trap is cool, cause we tired of hearing that garbage. Eight bags of white, pints of lean. I've been on dope boys since the teens. But this ain't what we meant to be. And y'all don't make no sense to me. You pump faking, ain't shooting, ain't killing, ain't doing. Had them things you say you're doing. But 116, we stay true and ain't dope dealing, ain't poke pimping. Talking about my own folk killing. We on that Jesus soul healing. So serious, go realist. Wild angry, can't tame us. Been changed, can't change us. 116, you can't shame us. Live that truth, you can't blame us.
I heard him say he bought the block. In his song, you say he gangster, but he not. Say he making money, cashing big checks. While his chain leaving green on his neck. I'm not impressed.
So I guess that make you, yes, that make you, that make you a faker. Guess that make you, yes, that make you, that make you a faker. Guess that make you, yes, that make you, that make you a faker. Guess that make you, yes, that make you, that make you a faker. He was all juiced up, thought he was Tupac. Till them boys caught him, hit him with them two shots. Now he in the station singing like he T-Pain. The bullets made him lean, now I guess he 2 Chainz. He bought that Bentley kid and wrapped it round the 300. No matter how you put it, boy, that's still a 300. Stop that faking and that flogging, dog, cut it off. Frontin' like your paper longer than the Powerball. He think he Scarface, yes, he ain't seen the movie. Keep on faking till you face down in the jacuzzi. With some killers in your room, with some real guns. That don't make noise and they plastic, but they real guns.
Say he bought the block. In his song, you say he gangster, but he not. Say he making money, cashing big checks. While his chain leaving green on his neck. I'm not impressed.
So I guess that make you, yes, that make you, that make you a faker. Guess that make you, yes, that make you, that make you a faker.
Real, recognize real, introduce yourself. Careful with that cannon, boy, you might just shoot yourself. Somebody wake them, tell them to stop faking. Before they end up lying in the woods, buck naked. These killers full of them demons. Why you pretending you Scarface? You ain't really no ghetto boy. Why you faking that hard face? That just made them furious. Somebody called Fishburne, said his boys in the hood. 40 cal hits, burning hell burns hotter. I turn to the father, I praying Lord forgive them. Cause they lying like Mufasa. They got these 8th graders with they eyes on the chopper. I pray the Lord save them before we drop them and make them stop it.
I heard him say he bought the block. In his song you say he gangster, but he not. Say he making money, cashing big checks. While his chain leaving green on his neck. I'm not impressed.
So I guess that make you, yes, that make you, that make you a faker. Guess that make you, yes, that make you, that make you a faker. Guess that make you, yes, that make you, that make you a faker.
890 TV and God's Good News on a Wednesday morning. Lecrae featuring Fizzle and Wayne. He's saying that a lot of guys that talk about their bling and, you know, a lot of the secular rappers, that is, that they're faking.
Whoa.
You know, we've done some shows on some fakers.
Yes, we have. I'm ready to call them out.
What's up, Wayne? How you doing, my brother?
Man, the big fella upstairs, Jesus, is tossing lightning bolts this morning, man.
Understand you had some, as they say, inclement weather over, man, in your area.
In Mission, Kansas. I know we have a special guest, and I told you off air, I'm going to apologize to her because I was without power.
Yeah.
And I went outside, lightning bolts. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, it's a little rough moving through the metro now, but I can see the blue sky through the horizon, so maybe it will be over shortly here.
Well, since I'm late, and we will give a formal apology to our special guest here in a second, but before we get to her, I got to run something by you real quick, Reg. I don't know if you've been following what's going on overseas.
Right, with ISIS.
Oh, man.
It is crazy.
Wow. Well, we had a second U.S. citizen that was beheaded yesterday. Well, the video came out yesterday. We don't know when he was actually beheaded, but we did get the video yesterday. And, you know, I think it's a smart move by the U.S. government to not release the video, don't you? I mean, who wants to see that?
Right. And it's happened before. It's leaked out. And, you know, it's morbid, but sometimes we tend to have a some kind of affinity with more is what's the word I want to use more bad is it with morbidness. I'll use that.
Yeah, absolutely.
yeah and people play it over and over and over, but you know, as a respect to the family, I think it's great that the video, you know, eventually somebody's going to leak it though.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine who would want to see it, but you know, Reggie, when stuff like this goes down, and you know, President Barack Obama, I mean, his name comes to the forefront, and U.S. citizens are concerned, and everybody's asking, what is he going to do? And Reggie, you know, Obama was here, what, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And we're going to get to our special guest. He was here a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I got a chance to see him speak. I love the dude. But you can't, you gotta announce a strategy. When you have American citizens, you know, having their heads chopped off, you have to announce a strategy. And American citizens are concerned, and everybody's saying, okay, where's the U.S. strategy? And Obama doesn't have one yet. You got to announce something. That's inexcusable.
Now, do you believe that he doesn't have one, or he's just not ready to release it? And the thing about it, Wayne,
well, you got to release it.
I don't understand. When we are doing something, we let them know what we're going to do. Maybe they're not letting them know what they're going to do.
Ooh.
They're just going to do it.
Okay, so his strategy.
Because these guys are not, they don't, you hear the word war games.
I know.
It's no such thing as a game with them. It's war.
I know, but you know, when you have two U.S. citizens getting their heads chopped off, you got to at least get in front of a camera and make some type of national address. Now, if your strategy is not to announce a strategy, then fine, say it. But you got to do something, Reggie. As the president of the United States, you have to do something, and now people are unloading on Obama.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to move on. For more on that story, just go to MassPNews.com. We have disturbing images of what went down in the video with the he's a journalist, Reggie, like yours truly. His name is Stephen Sotloff, if I'm pronouncing it right. Killed, brutally killed on video by the Islamic State. We know him as ISIS. So anyway, go to MassPNews.com and see that story. And Reggie, let's move on to our very special guest. We got good news this morning.
All right.
Even though the weather's a little bad, we got good news, and we'll, of course, introduce our guest, and we'll also offer a formal apology because yours truly was late due to the lightning strikes in Mission, Kansas. And with that, Kansas City, let's welcome today's very special guest from VH1's Basketball Wives LA, Brandi Maxiel. How you doing this morning?
Hello.
Brandi, I'm real sorry. I was late. And Brandi in the Midwest here. And wait a minute. Reggie, Brandy's from Kansas City. He's living in Kansas City.
I don't believe it.
I used to live there. I'm not from there. I used to live there.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But Brandi know how the weather is. Yeah, in the Midwest, you don't know what you're going to get. Yesterday, Reggie, yesterday was what? Perfect?
What we beautiful had day.
Beautiful day. 78 degrees, no clouds. This morning, Jesus is upset this morning here in the Midwest. Lots of lightning bolts, thunder, but wow, thanks for joining us this morning. And we got a lot to talk about. And Brandi, everybody needs to know that September is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month.
And yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And I know you are, you know, of course, a survivor of ovarian cancer. And before we, you know, break down what we're going to do this month, just your general thoughts about what this month means to you and what message should we send to the listeners and to the people out there?
This month means everything to me. Actually, this is the month when I was diagnosed with cancer 7 years ago. And, you know, I want to bring awareness to the women. I put it on my Instagram and everything, and it's funny how like a lot of women are just going to see doctors because they have the same symptoms and stuff. So I just want to bring awareness and, you know, let women know about ovarian cancer.
And, Brandi, tell me if I'm correct. And, Reggie, you too. Tell me if I'm correct. And we're going to break it down for the women out there here in Kansas City. Some of the early symptoms to look for in the event of ovarian cancer. Would some of those symptoms include bloating?
Yes.
Pelvic or abdominal pain?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have some trouble eating?
Yes.
Or even if you do eat a lot, you don't get full right away?
That's the main sign.
Which means I got it. Because, Reggie, I eat a lot and still don't get full.
Okay, Wayne.
No.
Focus.
That's not the sign.
Brandy, we have to tell Wayne to focus.
Brandy, I got to keep it real. I eat and don't get full. I got to get myself checked.
No, that's not the symptom. It's when you eat, like when you're really hungry and you can only eat like one thing, like one bite of something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Reggie, can you imagine being real hungry and once you take one bite, you're done? I can't. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very serious. Let's see. You urinate frequently. Is that a symptom?
Yes.
Okay.
You have no control.
Okay, so when these symptoms occur in concert, is that a time where you should maybe go get checked out?
Immediately.
Okay. So when it all happens at the same time, pretty much.
For me, I have I had all of it happening at the same time.
Okay, because Brandy, I asked a bunch of women here in Kansas City about ovarian cancer, and most of them told me there's no way to really know you got it until, symptoms become, severe and your condition becomes so blatant that, you're actually, forced to go to the doctor, but a lot of people don't even know they have it.
Yeah.
Was that your experience?
Yeah, it's like they call it the silent killer. Sometimes the symptoms, especially for young, it happens so quickly. You kind of know that you have something going on, but it's just the symptoms are so common for any other, women. So you kind of just miss it.
Oh, okay. And Kansas City, we're on with Basketball Wives LA star Brandy Maxill. She's the wife of NBA vet Jason Maxill. And we're talking about Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, which is September, which is why Brandy was kind enough to join us on air. And Brandy, are you going to do any work with the because your publisher sent me a really neat website,
mm-hmm.
and it's labeled, or it's called ovarian.org.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do any work with them?
I'm going to do work with NOC. It's an ovarian cancer organization, and we have a walk coming in Dallas, September 21st. And I did it with them 2 years, I believe, and I really enjoyed it. It was a little emotional for me, but I'm,
yeah.
This is my second walk, so I'm very excited to do it.
And it's called the Break the Silence Walk. You mentioned
mm-hmm.
September the 21st, Dallas, Texas. And actually, this is part, I believe it's the Dallas chapter
mm-hmm.
of NOC, which is the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition.
Yes.
So you're going to do some stuff southwest. Of course, we'd love to have you here in the Midwest breaking the stuff down.
I know.
But I got to ask you, will something be recorded, maybe on YouTube, where we can share it with the listeners and viewers here in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a lot of my videographer is gonna be there filming it and everything, and I'm gonna post it on my website and just show a little clips and stuff of the event and what's going on.
Because Brandy, I'm one of those viral guys. I'm one of those .com guys. So anything. And, Reggie, I have a good relationship with, oh, my goodness, Google. Google pay us every month and YouTube. So
mm-hmm.
anything I can get on video that I can disseminate and spread like a rash and get it out to the listeners, get it out to the viewers, of course, people read at MassMedia.com, and then we can share that message. Because, Reggie, we need a lot of women. It's called the silent killer for a reason. And Brandy just said, right.
And I think I'm thinking that it's kind of like I've got an appointment, Wayne, for the the check that we men have to go through the colon.
No, Reggie, don't say.
Yeah, we've got to, but I think it's because of the symptoms and may not actually be there. So Brandy, it sounds like something that women just need to go and get checked for anyhow. Now, do they automatically do that when women go for their annual exam?
No. It's really no way, like when you do the annual, sometimes you may have like an abnormal, pap smear and stuff like that, but you really can't until the symptoms come and then you have the right doctor that'll go through the, the blood work and stuff, that's when you catch it. But you really can't catch it without, ovarian cancer is in the same family as breast cancer. They're both linked together. As a matter of fact, if you have ovarian cancers, you have a high percentage of having breast cancer, vice versa. So, you know, it's really scary, to be honest with you. But it's not scary. You just got to get checked up. Like, women have the tendencies to just ignore it and use over-the-counter, you know, medications to heal or cure, whatever the case may be, and just dismiss it and don't go to the doctor. And then once you dismiss it, one day you will be fighting for your life. Like, I literally dismissed it for like a week or two, and I think I probably wouldn't have to take chemo and, you know, go through it, or it wouldn't have been as bad if I would have just went ahead and went, you know. So, because cancer spreads rapidly, like by the second. So it's just really important just to be aware of your body and just run to the doctor.
So in other words, maybe more women should just make more frequent visits, you know, to medical professionals and doctors. Because I'm not sure how, Reggie, your average young lady would even know she would have something like this. Yeah, I mean, I guess you have to, you know, go through, you know, certain x-rays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Reggie, how would they know?
Right, so it's just...
I don't know how you would know. And I'm just speaking, you know, from a woman's perspective, you know, a young lady sitting at home right now on her couch, and how would you even know that you have something like that just based on those symptoms? Because the symptoms are really pretty... Ready? What's the word I'm looking for?
They can be symptoms like I've got a wife, two daughters, and three sisters, Wayne,
and they all tell you they bloat, don't they?
Right. There you
okay,
go.
Okay, so these are normal symptoms. Okay, you know, bloating,
yeah.
And that's typical for a young lady.
When you hit the symptoms, though, like once those symptoms hit, you will know something's wrong with you. Like okay. I can say. In July, I started to feel the back pain. You know what I mean? In August, I started to feel the real, like, bloating and looking like I was 4 or 5 months pregnant, you know?
Okay.
And then by, like, September, it was, like, to the point to where I had to go and use the bathroom, like, go pee, and I couldn't really make it. Like, I will be embarrassed.
What do you mean? You mean you lost it before you got there?
Yes.
Oh,
like, it
would
be times where I would, like, sit up and about to go run to pee, and I'll pee in a bit.
Oh,
you know, like,
okay.
It would be embarrassing, you know, and I was living with my fiancé at the time, and he, you know, he was like, what the heck?
God bless you, though. God bless you.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. But, you know, so when it does hit you, it hits you. But the thing is about, I feel... with African-American women, you have to be very careful with the doctor that you choose because they will misdiagnose you or diagnose you with fibroids because the same symptoms of ovarian cancer is the same as fibroids. So you have to go through a lot of, it's a lot, but I'm so thankful that my doctor went through everything to figure out what it was that I had.
Go ahead, Brandy. Go ahead.
And once he got that blood work back, he knew right then and there, he was like, oh, no, your cancer cells is, like, through the roof. So that's, you know, that's what kind of led me to go to an oncologist.
Let me ask you this, Brandy. There are certain things that they say we as African-American men and women are predisposed to. Does that fall into that category, or are African-American women predisposed to this?
Ooh, Reggie. Oh, Reggie, that's
kind
of rough.
No. Predisposed, like, no, I mean...
Well, you know, they say because of, I guess, the makeup of our bodies, like they say, I believe that lupus is one of the diseases that they say that African-American women are
sickle cell. Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I was just wanting, just to get the information out. And listeners, if you are listening and some of the things Wayne and I are saying, and you want to come in and say, look, you all are not females, you don't know what you're talking about. 816-576-7234 1-800-924-3177. Or maybe you just want to get more information on how to get this information out to other women and young women while Brandy is on the air with us, 816-577-6724 or 1-800-924-3177.
You know, Reggie, you make a great point because, you know, I blogged about this on multiple occasions. And Brandy, you could just tell me what you think. Mm-hmm. You would never convince me that African-Americans are pre-anything when it comes to, you know, certain medical conditions. I would never buy that because I do not believe our Lord and Savior will or would, because, you know, we're here, would create a, you know, create us in a state where, you know, we are systematically diseased in certain aspects. You would never convince me of that. And now Reggie, I could be wrong, but I just don't believe that. I don't know, Brandy, am I out there? What? You just can't convince me of that.
That's a whole nother show.
No, but that's Reggie, that's the point you made.
Yeah, but it's because of the makeup of our bodies and our, it's really, it gets into
why? Because
science, because of fat cells, diet.
No, Reggie, those are non-black scientists. Trust me. They're non-black scientists.
Wow. That, it's interesting, Wayne, that you say that, but that, like I said, that's a whole different show.
But
wow.
Reggie, you're listening to non-black scientists tell us that we're...
Wow, Wayne, I never thought of that.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it real.
But let's not... Focus, Wayne. Focus. Let's get back.
Well, Brandy, what do you think? You just can't convince me of that, Brandy. I'm sorry.
So you're saying that we're more exposed to, like, more illness and stuff like that?
Oh, my goodness. They say blacks are more prone to contract HIV, you know, which, of course, can turn to AIDS. That's out there right now. You would never get me to believe that. I'm sorry. You just won't.
My family is, like, on my mom's side, we're healthy.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that my family has is my grandma. She's diabetic, mm-hmm. You know, so I don't really think that, like, we're all healthy. So,
thank you. We're all people.
Yeah, and then on my dad's side, now I do know that, you know, my grandma on my dad's side has the Huntington's disease. Now that's caused by, because of, you know, I guess it's a European or a black descent. I don't know how it comes. No one knows why she has this. But I can't agree with you on that point, you know, because I feel like,
I mean,
but we are what we eat, so do eat pretty bad.
No, I would
so,
agree with that. Because,
yeah.
Reggie, we do eat a lot of what? Fried chicken and what else, Reggie? Fried fish? Luffy's fried fish?
Hey, don't throw it. Wow. Don't.
And, you know, the New Day food is kind of, you know, kind of bad for us compared to, like, back in the day. So, yeah. But
right. I think foods just in general have
yeah.
so many hormones and things in them. And I think that's
yeah.
where a lot of the cancers and things that our bodies are experiencing are coming from, just all of the chemicals that we are exposed
yeah.
to on a daily basis.
But you know what, Brandy?
My doctor agreed with that as well.
Well, Brandy, you know, you keep yourself in shape, and Reggie's skinny. And me and Reggie, I look good now. You know, I've been in the weight room. I look good, man. I'm just putting it out there for Kansas City. But, and I make this point because, yeah, we are what we eat. And
yeah.
Brandy, you know, of course, we follow you on Basketball Wives on VH1. We got season 4 coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even talked about that. And, Reggie, we're approaching the top of the hour. So we'll get into that in a little bit. But, I mean, Reggie, I don't know, Reggie, what's your secret, man? You're thin. You know, you keep yourself in pretty good shape. And, Reggie, you're married, which is significant because, you know, a lot of married men, they get comfortable to lay around the couch, eat a bunch of chips, and pick up 50 pounds.
I don't have time to do that. No time for chips.
Come on, Reggie. You ain't got no time for chips, man.
No, sir. If I eat chips, it's on the go. It's on the run. But you know, but, hey, that old age spread, I went from 145 to 170. So, hey.
But then again,
you haven't seen me in a couple of years.
No, I'm sure you look good, Reggie. And Brandy, of course, is married to, my goodness, a health fitness expert, and Jason Maxill, NBA, you know, NBA veteran. So Brandy, I know he keeps you in line.
He's not a vet. Well, okay, okay. Yeah.
He is a veteran.
He is a vet.
From Cincinnati.
Yeah, when I think of it, I think of like, oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
I follow him since Cincinnati.
Yeah.
The Bearcats, yeah. They were good with, you know, Jason on the roster. And, of course, he went on to star in the NBA. But, yeah, he's a veteran now. Can you believe
that? Yeah, he is. I forget we're getting up there. I forget.
No, you're
we
not.
We used to be the youngest for, like, 7 years on the team. So.
Reggie, can you? They're in their 20s, Reggie. Can you believe that?
She said we're getting up there.
No,
getting up.
We're 31.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
So you lost touch, Wayne.
Who's 31? Yeah. Wait a minute, Brandy. Who's 31?
We're both 31.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were doing your 20s. Okay.
No, I was.
And, Brandy, we got a couple minutes left, and we got to talk about season 4 coming up. And, look, I followed you big time in season 3, and I love you on the show, number one. You bring a...
Thank you.
You bring a rationale to the show. And, listeners, we're talking about Basketball Wives LA on VH1, and we have Brandy Maxill with us. And, Brandy, what should we expect in season 4? I mean, season 3 was a little spirited. I mean, you know, what should we expect next season?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Really? When do you guys start?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. So when?
I can't really talk on it.
I know. I'm trying to get you to say something.
I can't get, I mean, because we don't know anything for sure. Nothing, you know, just nothing. There's nothing set. So, but I, you know. It should be, and I know it's more than likely going to be a season 4.
Reggie, you know I got to put her on the spot. And I'm sorry for putting Brandy on the spot. But, Reggie, I'm a blogger. That's what I do, Reggie. I try to get what I can get, man. You know, and look, I know you're being really careful. And you know, just thanks for answering. Really, Reggie, thanks for answering the question.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Because I did put you on the spot a little bit on that.
A little bit.
Yeah, but, you know, it's my job, Brandy. That's how I get my stuff. But anyway, we're at the top of the hour, Brandy. We want to thank you for joining us. We know you have a big event coming up in Dallas, Texas, here in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And, Reggie, should we bring her back?
Yeah, maybe we can do that after the event or right before, whatever. You know, whichever is the best for time.
Hey, Reggie, maybe she could talk then.
Yeah, tell us about this season.
And Brandy, I know you're going to talk to your publicist when we're done. Go easy on me. I'm a blogger. That's what I do. I got to dig.
No, you guys are fine. You're funny. You're funny.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Brandy. We will bring you back, and we look forward to seeing you on season 4 of Basketball Wives LA. Have a good morning.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brandy.
Bye.
It's Reggie and Wayne on a Wednesday. We've got more to come, so keep your dials locked right where they are. 890 GGN, God's Good News. Those phone lines are still available. 816-576-7234 or 1-800-924-3177.
Symptoms are, my goodness, the symptoms are kind of normal, you know, or typical of the female experience. You know, bloating, you know, don't want to eat much. So, Reggie, if you have those type of symptoms, how do you know that you could be a candidate for ovarian cancer?
I wonder how expensive, you know, with a lot of people are dealing with insurance issues, co-pays. I wonder how much more expensive would it be when they're having their annual pap smear to just ask the doctor to check that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's interesting. And we may, you know, Wayne, why don't you put down in your notes to get a nurse or a doctor on to give us some more, you know, information on this from a professional perspective on how women should go about getting checked or if they should just wait on the signs and the symptoms. A lot of times when you get signs and symptoms, it's too late to do
okay.
anything, you know. So
right.
I would be interested to know. How they should approach that if it's something that they should just ask about in their annual exam.
And I'm writing it down right now. And matter of fact, I do a post on Facebook, too, and also on MassBooners.com, because that's kind of tricky to me. And I thought Brandy did a good job. And can't say we're talking about Brandy Maxill, who's a star on VH1's reality TV show, Basketball Wives LA. And I'll... go ahead and make note of that and get. Yeah, I mean, because Reggie, it was kind of confusing to me, but I thought she did a good job of explaining it. I really did.